Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
A shutdown would only give strength to the Democrats. It would give the power to Biden. It wouldn't pay our troops. It wouldn't pay our border agents. More people would be coming across.
Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy says his caucus is making progress on avoiding a government shutdown at the end of the month. He says the continuing resolution he hopes to pass this week would include a provision on border security. New York Democrat and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Republicans have been on the verge of a civil war.
And we urge our Republican colleagues in the House to join us. Stop fighting each other in the reckless, reprehensible Republican civil war, and let's get to the business of the American people.
Over the weekend, former President Donald Trump told NBC News he doesn't consider the U.S. to have much of a democracy right now.
They indict their political opponent. Free speech is shot because the press is very dishonest.
Trump's remarks sparked a reaction from former New Jersey governor and Republican presidential rival Chris Christie. Christie tweeted that the U.S. is the world's greatest democracy and called Trump a coward for dodging accountability. Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton is back at his job after surviving a trial in the state Senate. A majority of state House Republicans voted to impeach Paxton on bribery and corruption charges, but Senate Republicans voted to acquit on all 16 articles. Democratic State Representative Ann Johnson called Paxton the most corrupt politician in Texas.
And the Republicans in the Texas Senate just returned him to the office of top cop. I will rely on what I said on the floor of the Texas House. God help us.
Increasing political polarization has led to calls for more civics education in schools. Maria Manis Painshow with the nonprofit New Hampshire Civics says it could make public life better.
We are a very fortunate nation to be living in a democracy and have the freedoms that we have. But we also need to nurture, maintain, and make sure that we sustain them.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu will join students and community members tonight in Concord to discuss civic health. Yesterday was Constitution Day. President of the National Constitution Center, Jeffrey Rosen, says making changes to the Constitution is designed to be difficult. But he points to one proposal to force Congress to balance its budget yearly, limit spending below a fifth of GDP, and require supermajority votes to raise taxes or increase the debt ceiling.
There are quite a number of states, more than the majority, that have called for a balanced budget amendment, and that amendment is within fighting distance of getting the three quarters necessary to call a convention.
A House Judiciary Subcommittee will hold a hearing tomorrow on a balanced budget amendment, as well as a different one limiting terms in Congress. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.